Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie Indahar Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our weekly update. We're almost closing in on the end of 2022, and it's been kind of a wild ride in real estate all year. It's had some ups, its downs, and some flat areas, but overall, it's really been a year, I think, of no growth, particularly. But I want to talk about that. The San Jose Mercury News did say in one of their leading articles in the headlines back on December 8th, it said home prices expected to tumble. So I think the word on the street is that buyers are holding off a little bit, waiting to see maybe what's going to happen next year. So the pricing is very important to get in front of it, as I'll describe a little later with a couple listings that I have. So let's look at the historical values of properties. I have a mailer that's going out into the 4,000 homes that I service here in Milpitas. And we talk about the historical data, which is really pointing to a good sign. If I can share with you, the average home price in 2019 in Milpitas was 1.133. Then in 2020, it jumped to 1.229. And then at the end of 2021, which was kind of the close of the pandemic, we're at 1.476. So we had tremendous appreciation of about 30%. Now we're closing in on 1,468,000 for the end of this year. So that shows a zero growth. But if you look at the last 3 years, history has shown that you've got about a 30% appreciation. So that's good news if you're a seller that's considering moving out of the area and want to cash in on your equity. If you have a condo that you want to sell and you want to buy at a good price, a good start-in price for a single-family detached home with a yard for the kids, or in a good school district like Sinnott Elementary, now's a good time to jump in and buy. Interest rates are holding. They've actually leveled down a little bit the last 2 weeks. And then they're expected maybe to climb a little bit more, but they should level off in spring. Or if they even come down, buying in now, you might be able to refinance your property in a few years and get a better rate. So those are always great options for you. So let's look at what's the inventory. I just reduced the price of 1010 Big Bear Court in Milpitas today, another $100,000. So we're taking $200,000 off the peak price, which is at $1,498,000. Today, we're at $1,298,888. Amazing value for a 1,742 square foot home in Milpitas in the Sinnott Elementary School. So that the phone has started to ring again. That every time I make a price reduction, it re-energizes the listing. It goes out to Zillow and Redfin as a hot property and shows the price reduction. So we're really expecting to sell that soon this week. The seller has moved out of the area, out of state, so is not interested in holding the property any longer or turning it into a rental property. So that's a great value and good buy. Then I just listed a two-bedroom, one-bath, little starter condominium. Just darling place in the Berryessa area in San Jose. That's 1945 Messina Drive. The price point on that is $628,000. The kitchen's been remodeled. The bathroom is fully remodeled. It's got linoleum and parquet laminate downstairs, which is really great, nice for traveling in and out of the property. Private patio and actually a garage. It has a swimming pool and a play area for the kids, and it's located near good schools. So that is going to be a great starter property for somebody that would rather buy than rent. It's probably almost cheaper to buy than it would be to rent on something like that. Then we've got some more properties coming up. We can talk about those next year. We're getting those prepped and ready. So if you want to get your home ready, give me a call, 408-945-8988 or Giordano DJ at AOL.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.